5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. I don't understand this Broncos team, man. I saw that headline. That is legit, right? I should have been digging, but that what you found, Angel, Melvin Gordon starting on Sunday.
Yes, just seeing this clip from Mike Kliss. Hackett not only talked with Melvin Gordon, he said he would start versus the Jets.
Huh. I mean, why does that make sense to me? Latavius Murray gets all the carries in the second half of that game against the Chargers on Monday night. Gordon's helmet's off. He's sad. And now it's back to him starting. I mean, I guess he started Monday night, right? But obviously got two more carries after his first carry. What sense does this? I mean, you say trade stock. I just can't believe that they're really just going to try to showcase him a little bit. I mean, maybe it could be deep down what they're thinking, but they're trying to win football games here. So who's your best running back on the team right now? Is it still Melvin? And maybe it is Melvin Gordon.
It might just be Melvin because he just knows this offense a little bit better than Latavius
does.
True,
but how does that change from zero playing time pretty much from second quarter on to Sunday? You're going to start. Like, how does that go? Is this Nathaniel Hackett not being tough and not sticking to his guns? Is this Nathaniel Hackett that just said, you know, I thought Latavius Murray matched up better against the Chargers? And Mike Boone, because he got more carries. I think he got more carries than Gordon did.
And if it was that, you'd imagine they talk about that at halftime, and maybe Gordon has a better idea of it. He's not just pouting. But we heard Hackett.
Well, he said he didn't talk. Gordon's like, nobody talked to me. Nobody even told me, right?
Right. And then we heard Hackett yesterday, you know, a reporter asked him about Melvin Gordon, and he said, you know, he embraces the awkward and the tough conversations, and he was looking forward to having a conversation with Gordon. And he said today he had a great talk with him. So
I'll be curious to see if that resonates. I was wrong. Mike Boone only had one carry. It seemed like he had an extra one or two, but I guess not. I'll be curious, Angel. I think this is an interesting crossroads for Hackett. And again, it doesn't erase what happens with his decision-making and the way Russ is playing right now. But if Melvin comes out, plays a great game, I mean, dude, I thought he was done. I was tweeting out Monday night, is Gordon done for the day? Is he done forever for Denver? If Gordon comes out and has a good game, you almost go, wow, Hackett kind of salvaged what looked like it was going to be a toxic locker room. Now, if Melvin comes out and has a poor game or fumbles the ball, then Hackett, that's the decision you were just saying. In order for them to fire Hackett, if they go 0-for in these next two, I need to see some major screwed up decisions or whatever that would make me go, wow, that decision was awful, and that was all on the head coach. Well, wouldn't it be Melvin Gordon if Gordon starts on Sunday? Which, again, had Gordon ran the ball 10 times for 22 yards or whatever, and yards doesn't even matter. Had he been given like 7-8 more carries, then it doesn't matter. We're not even having a discussion. We're not even talking about who should start. We're probably just saying Melvin Gordon should start. It's fine. He's over there, then Latavius Murray, then Mike Boone. But because of the way he was treated or forgotten about or whatever on Monday Night Football, it became a story. So if he would have played a little bit, we wouldn't even be talking about this. And now we are talking about this, and now we are writing Melvin Gordon off, and now we are frustrated with him walking and moping around on the sidelines. Well, Hackett undid all of that by saying, never mind, my bad. And I don't know if he said my bad, if he explained that you weren't part of the game plan, which doesn't make any sense. And now he's going to start Sunday. So now it became a decision. So like Angel, if Monday night he plays a considerable amount, and then he starts on Sunday and fumbles, it's bad. That's not really on Hackett. It's not going to be like, Hackett, you made the terrible decision. No, it's kind of your second. That was your second string running back. we don't know what we have in Latavius Murray. He's new. He doesn't know the system yet. Mike Boone had some key drops too. So no, we're not really stack that one up to you. We're stock that one up to you. We're gonna just be like frustrated, but we're not saying that that's your bad. But because he made the decision to not go with him, and then Melvin Gordon exposed this pouty attitude, and then Hackett goes back and starts him, and then he fumbles. Then suddenly it is back on Hackett. That's your mistake. You shouldn't have went back on that guy.
Yeah, completely. If he plays Monday and doesn't have a fumble and, you know, kind of maybe has a decent game, and then he starts again on Sunday against the Jets and fumbles there, then it's, hey, Gordon, you still got to fix the fumbles issue. But because he was benched, because he's pouting, and Hackett makes the decision, it's his choice, it's on him. And he has to own it, whatever happens on Sunday.
So if it's positive, it turns out to be a great thing. Great. Chalk this one up to... good decision, Hackett.
He needed a timeout.
He needed a timeout. Hackett gave him a timeout, punished him, and then sat him down at his office and said, "Do you know what you did wrong? You know what you did wrong? Here's what you did wrong. All right, you're not grounded anymore. But if you do it again, you're grounded again." So maybe that's what it is. And that could be genius. That could be good. I guess we're going to find out. I mean, everything I've seen of Nathaniel Hackett just leads me to believe he just kind of was like, you know, let's just keep running Murray. It's fine. Nobody needs to tell Gordon anything. Just keep going with Murray.
Yeah, when you don't have the ball that much, like we saw in the second and third quarter of that game, it's hard to get a feel for who has the hot hand at running back. And maybe it was just Murray was feeling better that night.
Yeah, but didn't we hear, too, like Gordon wasn't told, hey, you're not.
Yeah.
Like,
that's another thing. That's communication with the coaches. If that's not happening in the locker room at half.
It's got to happen. At some point in the half, it should happen. I get that things are going on in the field, and it's crazy down there. And obviously, time is of the essence. We've learned that the hard way. They're not going to mess with too many one-on-one touchy-feely conversations about why Billy's not going to play. So I get that. But that's an interesting one to me. This is I'm not going to say this will define Nathaniel Hackett. This Melvin Gordon thing is not the biggest thing. It's a thing, but it's not the biggest thing. The big thing here is, if you're Nathaniel Hackett, do you consider saying, hey, Russ, I know you're day-to-day, and the odds are you can play Sunday. Why don't you just take the week? Take the week to just stop for a little bit. Stop tweeting. Stop wearing your suits and putting them on social media and promoting your hats and
Eating Subway,
doing Mr. Unlimited stuff. What if you just shut it all off? Still be at practice, obviously, but rest your body. Let's put Brett Rippon against the Jets. We thought we were, you know, better than them. And then let's give you a break. But the problem, like you said, the problem with that is if Brett Rippon tears it up, then the answer is clear. It's the Belichick versus Brady thing. It's, was it Hackett or Wilson? If Brett Rippon goes out, whether that's a real thing or not, that's what we will say. Whoa, Brett Rippon's figuring out Hackett's offense. Why can't Russ? Well, then maybe we need to finish the season with Brett Rippon.
You're not. In this hypothetical situation, if you do, you know, hey, Russ, just rest up, put Rippon in against the Jets. He you know, performs pretty well. You score more than 15 points in your game. Do you play him again in London against the Jags? That's more travel.
You know,
if
Russ,
you're still worried about Russ, he might want to get that international.
Oh, you know Russ stuff. Wants to go to London. Yes. He wants to be like.
And then the bye week right after that, right?
Yeah.
So it's the timing of this in the next 3 weeks for the Broncos is going to be critical for how this season plays out.
From John, everything the Broncos have done has been disjointed this year. It's like every team in the NFL uses GPS and the Broncos are using a paper map or those map quests we printed out and put in our car. I don't know if you did that.
Oh, yeah. I was the MapQuest kid. Hey, go print it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Print it.
Here's 20 pages.
Oh, I saw like a GIF or a video of that. It's like people saying cell phones are so dangerous. This was me in 1998. I've got this giant book of CDs that I'm flipping through on my lap. I've got a CD in my mouth. I'm pulling another CD up, putting in the other one in my extra visor CD holder that I have. Those are the good ones. But sometimes I don't want the good ones. I want some of the deep tracks. And then, by the way, I've got my MapQuest up here. Interstate on Denver. How do I get to this place? Hold on. I got to listen to Metallica. I mean, it was freaking just, we had the phones, at least, not that you should ever text and drive or whatever, be put your phone down once you start the car and go. But like the phones have made it somewhat safer.
Because all your music and maps are on the same thing.
Everything's in one spot. I mean, yeah, put your map in, follow it, and then go from there. You have your music on. Don't be texting and stuff. We couldn't do that. But yeah, there was distracted driving going on.
I remember being on road trips with my parents, and they would unfurl this giant map. Where are we? We're currently moving. How can you tell where we're at?
How can you do that? My dad had the maps, though, like the atlas is back there, and in the, you know, the back compartments that you always wonder who puts stuff back there if you don't have kids, right behind the front seat and the passenger seat. There we would always have like five or six maps, and my dad loved maps. He's like, pull that map out and look at it. I'm like, Dad, we know where the stadium is. We've been there before. Yeah, but I heard about some different parking that I want to look at and these little exits that we could take here.
That'll be on the map from 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I look at the map and I'm like, what is this? I don't know. I like maps. They're cool to look at. But as far as following them, yeah, always struggled, even when we had to follow them. It was MapQuest. I called it MapQuest the other day to my wife. I was like, can't you just MapQuest it? She's like, what year is this?
What? What's your MapQuest?
What were the Tom? Remember the TomToms?
TomToms, yeah.
I had that. I get the little sticky pad, pop it up there on the dash, and you're like, dude, I am like Knight Rider right now, bro. I have a computer on my dash. It is the best thing ever.
Right turn ahead.
Oh, really? You know, but you can still get that. I was joking the other day. I was headed to Denver, and I put my map on. I've got the audio on, and I changed my Siri to an Australian accent because I live dangerously. I live my life that way, Angel. And so when I'm driving, it's like, no, stay here on this, right, mate? Turn right. All right, kangaroos and wallabies. It's fantastic. I feel like Iron Man, kind of, because it's like, take a right here. You got it. Shh. Right turn engaged. Left turn engaged on straightward. Here we go. It's fantastic what technology can make you feel like.
We all just want a car like Kit.
Yeah. All right, 17 minutes after the hour. Future headlines coming up next. We'll see. It's Nuggets night, baby. I got the Nuggets socks on today. Check it out, man. Check it out. I'm going with the blue. You like the baby blue.
Love the baby blue.
That's what I'm going with tonight. Thought about you when I was getting dressed this morning, Angel. And on that note, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Future headlines.
So, here's what's going to happen.
Here's your headline. Some companies still know how business is done.
You take the pictures, I'll make up the headlines, okay? All right? Is that okay with you?
Future headlines. Angel comes up with a few things that could be good for your local newspaper, and I'm going to tell them whether I think that's going to be reasonable or not, that we could read that headline in the next day. Angel, what are you looking at today?
Of course, the Nuggets are in action back again. We're all excited here at the News Center.
Yep.
My editors are frantically working on headlines that could be making your way across the internets and the world.
The intronets, the interwebs.
Yes. Starting off with this one.
Okay.
Kind of teased it yesterday. But the blue arrow remains quivered in Utah.
Meaning he struggles tonight.
Maybe not struggles, but... You know, he may be
maybe
on a limit restriction,
so
we may not see.
Remains quivered.
Jamal.
Very good. Very good. I think the Nuggets have a great night tonight, but I could see Jamal Murray just kind of getting a little samples. Although Brendan Vogt did tell us that he thinks he's going to get 23 minutes tonight. So Brendan's a no. He's a know-it-all. No, he's in the know. Oof. Yeah, I think that's a good hit. I'll go with that. That could happen.
Jazz hit wrong tune as Joker laughs away.
Ooh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. I love the Joker over 26 and a half tonight. Totally love that.
Double-double tonight?
Yes, I think so, and rebounds. I hate predicting triple-doubles, man.
He gets an assist.
You think so? You think so. He goes the other way? He doesn't get in rebounds? He gets the double-double and assist?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got more weapons now. A triple-double might be easier to come by.
Okay, last one here. KCP and MPJ battle for third initial players. Only one can have the three initials. So we're either going to be saying
initials.
Michael Porter Jr. or Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Which one are we going to say their real names the most? That's a good one. Yeah, that's a fun one. We'll have fun with that one. That one's for like the Onion or something. Let's put that one in that. We're Associated Press. We write stuff here, and then we send it off to different outlets.
We write our headlines before the story.
Yes, we do. I think all three of those, I'd go with. Which one's easier to say? It's KCP's, like, his name's harder because it's not a Michael.
And he has a hyphen in there.
And there's a hyphen, Kentavious Caldwell Pope. You know, it's not like our Player of the Week's name, but it's difficult.
And with Michael, you have to have the junior on there, or else it doesn't work.
Right, you can't just say Michael Porter. That's a different person. No. That's dad.
It's Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
MPJ.
Michael Porter. It's MPJ. Is there any other initials on the Nuggets squad?
AG.
We kind of do say AG sometimes, don't we? Is DeAndre Jordan DA? Or DJ? DAJ?
He might be a DA.
Might be. We don't say that.
No.
Nobody says NJ.
I saw a video the other day of Bones Highland. He was mic'd up for a preseason game. He was throwing out nicknames for other players. I think Christian Brown was Lockdown Brown. Kind of like that. Defensive guy. Bones, of course, is just busy.
And the last name, too. Highland.
So good.
Bones Highland.
Bones from the Highlands.
Oh. It's fantastic. No, I
think...
You
have the best nicknames in the NBA.
Joker and Bones?
Blue Arrow?
Yeah.
Air Gordon?
Yes, the Nuggets have by far. Like, does Steph Curry have a... He doesn't have an individual nickname.
I don't believe so.
He has the Splash Brothers, but...
That's a combo.
And Klay Thompson is just Klay, right? The Warriors don't even have nicknames. Iggy, but he's like, plays like 2 minutes.
I forgot he was on here.
Yeah, he's like kind of on the team.
I was surprised to see him last night.
Talk about a weird career. That guy was so good with Philly. What are the other? I mean, the King James.
The Beard.
The Greek Freak is a good nickname.
Dame Time.
Game Time, yeah. Dame Time, yes, that's a great name.
Russell Westbrook.
Don't leave Russell alone! Leave Drew alone. Leave Russell's alone. Who else should you guys leave? Leave Lamar alone. There's a few of my man crushes
I'll
there.
I'll just leave Tua alone because I'm tired of it.
Yeah, you have a leave Tua. You have a leave that one alone. You have Tua. Leave Tua alone. It's tough. When you like a guy that everybody, you know, likes to give a hard time, it makes life difficult.
But when they win and succeed, it's so satisfying.
Fortunately, you've seen a little. A lot of my man crushes don't really work out. Like, Philip Lindsay was a man crush.
Well, like, for me, like, I follow these Alabama players now when they're in school. Oh, it's awesome. Then they go to the NFL, and I can't root for you. I'm sorry, Mac. I just can't do it.
So Kareem, you have the opposite of
Patrick,
man crush.
I love you guys, but you're on another team.
You have the opposite of man crush.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other... What other names are out there?
Luca have one? He's just Luca.
I think he's just Luca. Great movie, by the way. It's a cartoon.
The one with the Italian fish boy?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. You know, he's like a sea monster. And whenever they come out of the water, they turn into humans.
So like mermaids?
Kinda. I thought it was that at first, but it's not. It's way deeper than that. What is Joel Embiid? Does he have a nickname?
He's the process.
Okay.
That's not a nickname.
They don't say that very much, though.
Here comes the process.
Like that doesn't even work for me. I don't like that. I'm just trying to think of all the superstars. Does Oh, wow. Told you today was going to be one of those names days. Does Carl Anthony Towns have a cat? Is it cat? Well, that's not. That's an MPJ type nickname. Does Anthony Davis have a nickname?
The Brow. Unibrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. I'm running out of
Fida
superstars.
For Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. Yep. Doesn't Rudy Gobert have a nickname?
Something.
It's something because of his defensive. You know what was a damn good nickname? Gary Payton, the Glove, because of his defensive ability. That was great. That was a good nickname.
Slim Reaper.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah.
Call Jimmy Butler that.
Jimmy Buckets. I love a good nickname. Like a good one, though.
They're good.
Yeah.
If
like
you can get one and keep it, like, I mean, Air Jordan, that's iconic.
Well,
Black
the Joker,
Mamba,
I mean,
that's iconic.
And Nikola Jokic that's the Joker, man. I mean, it just works that way, which is funny because it's Jokic, but spelled like Jokic, but that's
He's
how we
a
mix
fun
that.
Guy.
He's just a fun guy.
That's another one. Kawhi is fun guy.
Oh, that was one of the best. Oh, man, I don't even know where you're sitting at. That's the best. Was that a real laugh, or do you think he just faked it?
That's his real laugh.
Do you think he doesn't laugh very often? So it's laughing is like, well, I don't know what to do.
He just doesn't know how to laugh on air or on a microphone.
Yeah, man. No, Nuggets have some of the best nicknames. What other team, like Broncos? Is anybody on the Broncos? Maybe that's the problem. There's no nicknames
PS2,
for the Broncos.
Patrick Surtain.
Yeah, that's the one, and he's
like
the best player. He's one of their best players.
Yeah.
So, and that's probably why. Like Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy. Russ doesn't have a nickname. He's just he is a nickname. He has a
His name's Mr.
that's right.
Mr. Unlimited.
That's his
alter ego.
That's his alter ego. This is positive, Russ. This is super positive, Russ.
This is Russ with 1-0.
Yes. He just has sayings. He doesn't have a nickname. Like Bradley Chubb? No nickname? Javonte Williams? Did he have a nickname? Or does he have a nickname?
I think he might have in college.
Gord is Mel Gord or something like that. But that's just, again, that's your name.
Hey,
just,
Fumbles. Come here.
Yeah, Fumbles. Hey, Fumbles. Come here, you. Justin Simmons doesn't have a nickname, does he? Boy, we have talked a lot about nicknames. 32 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to get ready for this Nuggets-Jazz game tonight, 7 o'clock. The Denver Nuggets set to start their season, hopefully off on the right foot. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Serious.
Jokic with the block shot, his second tonight. Oh! How about by Jokic?
Murray, shot clock down to one. His three, he's in!
My.
As Porter's got it, fires it up.
And in!
Bones had eight early, tries it again. That's good! Oh, Bones is firing and screaming.
Oh, yeah. Denver was knocked out, embarrassed by the Golden State Warriors in the playoffs last year. No Jamal Murray. No Michael Porter Jr. And a Joker that had to carry literally everything for this team. And he was great while doing it. But guess what? Calvary's arrived, man. It's arrived. You've got Jamal and MPJ back, ready to go. Texter chiming in earlier about the Nuggets. I'm excited as the next guy about Denver. But if Golden State stays healthy, I don't see them being beaten in a 7-game series. All right, so watching Golden State and the Lakers last night, yes, they're still doing their things. Can I just say a few things about Golden State without Steph Curry people coming after me or whatever? Can I just say a few things? He shoots like 12 to 14 three-pointers a game. I'm not taking away that he is one of the best players I've ever seen play. He's an incredible finisher. When he gets down into the paint and he goes up for quick little reverse layup, he is a wonderful finisher, no doubt. Excellent shot, amazing shot, wonderful ball handler. I mean, all those things, fantastic. I'm not taking it away, I promise you. But I can't be the only one that goes, dude, who else shoots that many three-pointers in a game? He shot 13 three-pointers in a game. Now look at the rest of the team. LeBron shot 10 three-pointers, but and somehow 31 points. Listen, LeBron's not good anymore. I know Brendan Vogt's like, hey, he's still amazing. LeBron's not good.
31 points isn't good?
Dude, 3 of 10, 12 of 25.
Okay.
He has the ball every time. He was minus 10. That's what I'm saying. I'm watching this game, and I'm like, no way he had 31 points. No way I'm looking down as 31 points. LeBron doesn't have it anymore. I'm saying it. This is it. This is it for LeBron. He's doing those commercials with his kid. It ain't it, man. He ruined Russell Westbrook.
Oh, he's ruined AT&T commercials, too. I'm tired of seeing
that.
Oh,
I hate that commercial.
Everyone gets a new iPhone. Everyone.
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 Are you coming for my job?
Yeah.
Yes,
that
Lily,
is
I am.
Such a stupid ad. Everyone gets a new phone. For free? Like, is that? You ain't gonna make money? Ugh, dumb. No, I again, 31 points. Yeah, you go, wow. 12 of 25, 3 of 10. Sorry, he has the ball in his hands all the time. He does. The ball is in that dude's hands. Anytime he's in the game, that guy's getting the ball. Now, on Steph Curry, 10 of 22, 4 of 13 from the three-point line. Now, him, I'm not. No, he's good. He's one of the best players in the league. All I'm saying is, if we're chanting MVP, Golden State fans, like you were last night, it don't take Joker 4 of 13. It don't take Joker 10 of 22 to get to 33. You're looking at, like, a way better percentage for the Joker. And again, I know his shots are a lot of close-ups and stuff, but that's why he's the MVP, because he can score up close and personal. He can score from the free throw line extended. He can score from the three-point line, which hasn't been as good lately. He can score it a lot of different ways. I've always said this about Steph. Great player, Hall of Fame player, well deserved his MVPs, because did he get two of them?
I believe two season MVPs and then one finals MVP.
Well deserved. Love watching him play. He's fun to watch. He's a blast to watch. But if you want to throw out a negative, there's a lot of times where he shoots way more three-pointers than the average cat.
And a lot of the times when you're just watching Steph play, he hits his threes in bursts sometimes. Like, he'll hit one, two, three quick ones, and then he'll miss the next four.
Yeah.
And he shoots so many threes, it feels like he's making all of them.
Right.
But a lot of times they're not.
Four made three-pointers is good. If you look and say Jamal made four, Porter made four tonight, you're going to be happy. But four out of 13? Like, and I know it's the first game, but this happens a lot. The guy takes a lot of shots, and you coach it that way. Steve Kerr wants him taking that, and I would do the same thing. All I'm saying is it's not like we're dealing with, you know, what is that? 4 of 13. What percentage is that?
About 30.
Okay.
A little over 30%.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. But it's just crazy, because it's like, that's a big number. If you see Porter 4 of 13 tonight, you're going to go, okay, made four, but why is he shooting 13 times?
Right.
You don't want him shooting 13 times and missing. Just a thought. Just a random thought that I had. And then on LeBron James, 31 points. 5 years ago, 31 points would have meant LeBron is just unstoppable. 31 points for LeBron now is like, give me the ball. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Just going to work my way in there. Give me the ball. I'm not saying he's completely washed. I just don't think he's going to be, he won't be in the MVP conversation this year.
No, and he's coming off, you know, a couple years of injuries, and just the Lakers as an organization are just a dumpster fire. So him trying to manage that, to put a team together that can go on a playoff push. I don't see it. He'll still put up big numbers in that because he's LeBron and he's going to have the ball every time.
Right.
But he has nowhere near the impact he did even 5 years ago.
It's kind of like Harden some seasons. And again, Harden depends on the year, but a lot of Russell Westbrook, too. A lot of times those numbers, they're empty numbers, right? They're empty stats.
Where it's Russell Westbrook's MVP year was, they didn't do anything.
Well, they let him get the
doubles.
And they let him get the rebound from the free throw line every time. Like, it was something I wonder if he gave them, like, money and said, hey, every free throw or easy board, let me get, I'll hook you up. Because seriously, every free throw when you're running back, when the other team's running back on defense, he would get that. Other guys would run out of the way. And sometimes there's empty stats. Joker never feels like empty stats. Everything he does seems like it means something. Yes, there's going to be the easy rebounds that he gets once in a while, but it does seem like most of his stats are pretty full. I know, sounds like the Joker Homer show here, but he's the two-time MVP, so I ain't wrong.
Best player in the NBA right now.
Right. Ain't wrong about this guy. It's going to be a fun night tonight. Do they cover? They cover, right, tonight against...
I think they do. I think this game is close in the first half. Mid-third quarter, I think you see the second unit come in and just take over. Rest your starters up a little bit more. But I don't think this is much of a game for Utah and Denver.
No. It's like I said, it's not like uber important for a win tonight. But when you start looking around at the schedule, and I know this game's on the road, but it's a team you should beat. These are the games you want to grab. You just want to grab these games. Because you know you got Golden State coming up on Friday. Not to say you can't win that game, but you want to get these games where it seems like, all right, we're heavy favorites on the road, too. For them to be a 7.5 to 8 point favorite on the road, yeah, we believe in the Nuggets and not the Jazz. It's a mixture of all of that. So you gotta go get this one tonight. Very much ready. I do believe they're getting that over. 49, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Over or under 49 wins for the Nuggets, and yeah, I'm taking that one, no doubt. 46 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll go through what's on to the tube tonight, and I'll hit you up with closing thoughts next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show. Yeah, big night tonight. Huge, huge night on the television. We got Major League Baseball playoffs. We've got the Nuggets first game of the season. The Avs are going at it, too. Look at this. Winnipeg at Colorado. Bummer about Gabriel Landeskog, though, being out. Going to be out for 12 weeks after a knee surgery. So that's rough. You've got Nuggets at Utah, 7 o'clock. That'll be on Altitude or Fubla or whatever the other... Is that on
Fubo?
Fubo. Fubo, Altitude.
Various,
on DirecTV, obviously.
Various illegal streaming sites.
Various.
Sure.
Talk to Angel after the show. You'll help him out.
I don't know anything about this.
I don't know anything.
I watch
it.
All my games legally.
I don't know what you're talking about. Philly at the Padres. What do you think about this one? Philly?
I think Padres bounce back.
I think they do too. That's 2:35. That's coming up. That's on Fox. And then the Yankees at Houston, 5:37 on TBS. So get to hear Bob Costas on play-by-play.
And for CSU fans, Memphis is on ESPN tonight against the New York Knicks.
Oh!
Get a possible debut.
How many minutes do you think Roddy gets tonight?
I'll say over 5.
Yeah, that's probably going to be... I'm excited. Okay, what time is that game?
I believe 5 o'clock on ESPN.
I'll pop that on. Take the kid over to the park. Get done just in time to bust back and watch Mr. Roddy rock and roll. I live in the same neighborhood as some of the assistant coaches. So, you know, I'll tell him. Yeah, I'll be like, guys, hey, let's get together. All right.
Stand out in the front yard.
Yeah.
Just watch basketball.
Let's grab a couple of beers, be best friends, exchange great stories, and then let's go watch your boy. Let's go watch David Roddy, formerly of the David Roddy Show. We can't seem to get him to do the David Roddy Show now.
Might be busy.
Apparently. That's what I'm getting at this point. But still, an amazing guy. All right, closing thoughts for the day. Broncos situation just keeps getting weirder with this Melvin Gordon thing. We're just adding another weird thing, another layer onto this. Russell Wilson, is he going to go? If he doesn't go, does Brett Rypien take over? And if Brett Rypien takes over and is good, does that mean Russell Wilson doesn't start for the London game against the Jags? And then if Russell Wilson doesn't start in the London game, what does that mean? What are we doing here? So many questions. Nuggets tonight, I think you're going to have a huge night. I think they're going to rock. I don't talk a lot of betting on this show except for my picks and stuff, but I would advise you if you're looking at like prop bets for player bets, I would stay away from prop bets around Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. for a week or two or three. Just to kind of get a feel, because I watched the game last night and Klay Thompson is still kind of on a minute restriction. So, and again, I don't know. Murray might play 24, might play more than that, depending on how the game goes. You might see Michael Porter Jr. play a lot. Brendan Vogt thought maybe, I think I had it backwards. I think he thinks Michael Porter Jr. is going to get a lot, and Jamal they might kind of watch. But I would stay away from both of those guys until you kind of get a feel for what the minutes are going to look like forward.
I agree with you. I do think Michael is a little bit further along than Jamal, because Michael was kind of ready for playoffs last season. I know Jamal was pushing for that, but ultimately, you know, he was dealing with the mental aspect of it. And I think Michael has been healthy for a while, and he's just been working on his shot and his defense. And I think he'll have one leg up over Murray in terms of getting them back to where they were.
Just very interested to see this game tonight. Just must-see television for me. For sure.
I think it might be a little sloppy at first.
Yeah.
But according to Jokic, KCP has picked up the offense very well. He's always kind of in the right spot. We'll see how this defense looks against a kind of lackluster Utah squad.
Yeah.
But it's a good start.
Yeah. And I mean, again, if they don't blow them out tonight, I'm not freaking out or anything. Even if they lose, but I don't think they're losing tonight. I do like the Nuggets to cover this one. I like Joker just right back into Joker form, even with the minor concern that is Nikola Jokic's wrist. Nothing really that I'm hearing or reading from any of my guys that leads me to believe there's a huge concern going forward. So should be a fun night tonight. Can't wait to see what this team's all about and how they hopefully set themselves up for a lot of success in 2022 and 2023. So, hey, we've got the block party tonight with the Nerd Show and Nick Snacks and Fat Guys at the Movies, so keep it here for that. We got VSiN Final Countdown, the Rich Eisen Show, all that. No reason to go away. From Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.